My story today is about a little Sikh boy. A Sikh boy is an Indian boy who has a particular religion, a very strict religion. His name was John, and they put John out to live with his uncle and aunt in Singapore, and they adopted him, really, and he went to Singapore to live. Well, John was very lonesome there and very homesick. He left his own beautiful country and went to live in a big city, and his uncle worked, and he was very, very homesick. And he spent much of his time in the Sikh temple, and he followed the Sikh religion, and he was only 14 years old, but he was a very religious boy and a good living boy. As time went on, one of God's servants living in an apartment nearby happened to take note of John, and he felt sorry for the lad who seemed to be so sad and so lonely. But he couldn't speak to him much because he didn't know his language. But soon the Sikh boy, John, learned a little English so they could talk back and forth a little bit. Then one day a Christian lady came over and had a tape recorder and played some messages in John's own language, and for the first time he heard the gospel. Later more Christians came into the community and they set up a bookshop, and John was able to buy a Bible in his own language. Well, one day John came into the bookstore. He was all dressed in dazzling white, and his Christian friends were really surprised. "Why, John," they said, "where have you been? You're so beautiful and clean." "Oh," said, "I've been to the temple. When I go there, I have a bath and I get all cleaned up and everything. I must be looking perfect when I go to my temple to worship." "Ah, John," said one of them, "you're so beautifully clean on the outside, but what about your heart?" John's head dropped and his lips began to quiver. And with a broken heart, he said, "My heart is very black and I can't make it clean." The friend went on to tell him once again of the blood of the Lord Jesus that the Bible says can cleanse you from all sin. John had heard it before, but he must weigh the cost. Being a Sikh, becoming a Christian was no light matter. But thank God, not many days later, John came back and he said, "My heart is whiter than snow, for I've accepted the Lord Jesus as my Savior." The days following was not easy for John because he got terribly persecuted, but he was a faithful witness for the Lord. What about you? Have you trusted him? Do it and be saved today.